Good afternoon. This is BES Customer Service Line. Maggie speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah. Look, it's about the computer I bought off you 1 month ago.
Yes. What seems to be the problem?
Well, I was transferring my files to it from my flash drive and they got lost. Everything.
Okay. Now don't worry. I'm sure we can sort something out. First, can you give me a few details? The computer has lost all your data, you say?
Yes, but you don't understand. It's wiped everything off the flash drive as well. My whole life. My whole life was in those files.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure? Sounds like the problem is with your flash drive.
Of course not. There's nothing wrong with my flash drive. I've had it for years. And I used it yesterday in my office, in another computer.
Okay. I can understand how upset you must be. Now, I don't think we can deal with it on the phone. So I'm going to send a service engineer to see if they can retrieve your data. Can you give me your product reference number?
Yes, it's... Here it is. It's RF40101.
Thank you.
I'll be expecting a total refund and compensation if this can't be fixed.
I'm sorry, but we're not authorized to give refunds. What I can do is to send you a brand new computer. How would that be?
But mine is supposed to be a brand new computer. You think I want another one of these after what the last one did to my files?
Well, let's see what our engineer can do. Hopefully, it's not quite as bad as you think. Now, I've got your address here in your customer file. Number 23 Bond Street, right?
Yep, right.
And it's Mr. Adams, isn't it?
Yes.
Right. Mr. Adams, we'll have an engineer with you early tomorrow morning, and I'll ask him to bring a new hard disk with him. Will you be at home?
Yes, but not before 8:30.
Okay. Our engineer will contact you before he comes. Can you be reached by this number, 6574-3205?
Yes, sure.
Well, best of luck this afternoon. I hope we can solve the problem for you.
Well, thanks. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Adams. What's wrong with the man's computer?
How will the man be compensated if the computer can't be fixed?
How did the man feel about the woman's offer of compensation?
When will the service engineer come to fix the computer?
What is the man's phone number?